Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap for Tuesday, October 15th, 2024. I'm Paige Estratori. Thanks for joining us. Starting off in Western Australia, property owners are grappling with insurers like RAC and QBE refusing renewals because of anxiety surrounding recurring water leaks. This crisis, caused by defective iPlex's ProFit Typlex 1050 pipes, impacts the whole property market, deterring potential buyers worried about future liabilities and causing distressed families' financial and emotional strains. Moreover, homeowners face unexpected and costly renovations, sometimes leading to delayed property sales. It's important that pre-purchase plumbing inspections are conducted and industry regulation uplifted. Many are advocating for system reforms to alleviate struggles sparked by such faulty infrastructure. Stay informed, vigilant, and actively push for essential industry reform. Short transition into the finance sector. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission has populated a major legislative change for Australian financial services licensees. The change requires these representatives to keep comprehensive records of personal advice for at least 7 years. You mustn't overlook this requirement, as it continues even if representation agreements dissolve. Financial advisors, you may need to revisit your compliance and record-keeping strategies. This shift may affect your autonomy and must be relayed to your clients. Remaining updated on legislative developments is crucial for successful navigation in this sector. Directing our attention to consumer behaviors, young Australians are noticeably investing more in local stocks. eToro data exhibits a compelling 46% rise in Gen Z engagement in the stock market. This younger generation is exhibiting a cautious dual strategy, with a 15% growth in Australian equity ownership and 14% increase in cash reserves. Isn't it fantastic to see our youth adopting an extended investment horizon and supporting local markets? Lastly for today, Westpac Banking Corporation is ending its offering of cardless ATM withdrawals, effective from October 11th. This decision shifts the industry norm towards the usage of physical cards for all cash withdrawals, reinforcing the importance of stringent security measures over perceived convenience. Customers, please ensure you update your online banking details in response. There's a lot to digest in today's news. Keep abreast of changes that affect you, no matter if you're a property owner, financial advisor, young investor, or banking customer. As always, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more updates and resources. Thanks for tuning in to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap with me, Paige Estratori. Stay informed, stay ahead.